Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined by Frank Warren over Zoom. Let's just get straight into it, Frank. We're here to discuss the situation with Daniel Dubois and Don King. So give me the whole story. Give me the run of events from start to finish.
Okay, so the WBA put the fight out between him and Brian for two bidders, Queensbury and Don King Promotions. Don King Promotions won the purse bid for around $3.5 million. They then sent the contracts, which were signed by Daniel and his manager, who's Martin Bowers. I'm not the manager, as King keeps saying. He's his manager and has been from day one. Contracts were sent back. I understand and I hope that he lodged a 10% deposit, but whatever, the WBA and the Florida Commission accepted them and a date was set for the fight. Prior to the fight, his manager Martin asked me what's happening. He's hearing that the tickets haven't been sold and he hasn't got an American TV deal or a significant TV deal. Do I think the fight would go on? So I've got no idea. He said, I'm worried about the money. He was worried about the money. And subsequently, he wrote a letter to the WBA. He wrote a letter to the Florida Commission, copied them to the Boxing Board of Control, asking that the money be lodged with the commission or the WBA. Under the terms of the purse bid, you don't have to do that. You lodged a 10%. Excuse me. And that was it. So the commission, both commissions were satisfied. So that was done in writing. Subsequently, the fight took place. And as you know, it's broadcast in the UK and the sum of money was paid for that. That deal was done by Queensbury to get it on the British TV over there, which is in fact probably the only decent TV deal he had. And luckily, they held that money was held back and was part of it was paid to Daniel, which leaves approximately $900,000 or whatever it is. I'm not sure the amount, roughly $900,000 outstanding. That includes his withholding tax, his sanction fees and so forth. King has said he's paid all these things. I don't know whether he has or he hasn't, but at the moment that is what is outstanding. He then, he hasn't paid. He's then said that I owe him money. Now, I had done one show with him in 25 years, one show. And the last one was 10 years ago. So if he said I owe him money, one, why hasn't he sued me? And two, sue me if he feels I owe money. I don't owe him any money. And even if I did owe him money, which I don't, I absolutely don't, what has that got to do with a contract between him and Daniel Dubois. They are the contracting parties, not me. He owes the money to Daniel Dubois. This is all smoke screens. This is the usual bullshit you get. He should pay the fighter what is due. That's the contractual position. He hasn't paid the money. He's coming out. He's trying to cloud the issue. I know he spoke to Daniel's father. Again, you know, why I don't know what that's got to do with anything. The fact is, it's black and white. There is a contract, and that contract is between them, and that's who he owes money to. I'm nothing to do with that contract. I'm not his manager. I'm his promoter, unless a fight goes to purse bits and is won by another promoter. Don King was the promoter. He owes the money, and that is the bottom line of it. And to talk about, and you know, separately talk about all this nonsense about money I own is ridiculous. One show in 24, 25 years I've done with him. He acts like I'm his best mate. I had a very bitter legal dispute with him in 2000, which emanated from 1997. So we're not old pals. You know, all this nonsense about he loves me and I'm an honourable man and all this stuff. It's all smokescreen. Two things Don King loves. That's himself and dollars. And that's it. So forget about all this bullshit. Forget about any relationship with me. Forget about what he thinks is a dispute with me. The contract's between him and Daniel. Pay Daniel. He's instructed lawyers in America, Leon Margolis. They're suing him for it. And also the WBA and the Florida Commission also have a duty of care to Daniel to make sure that he gets paid. The fight was ages ago. Pay him.
Frank, he's obviously talking about you and mentioned your name and also said, well, questioned your honour as a man. What did you think about when you read that?
Well, I've just said to you, I've done one show with him in all that period of time. It's about my honour. He has the contract. Honour his contract. Honour the contracts he signed with Daniel Dubois. He signed with Daniel Dubois. Not with me, with Daniel Dubois. Anything he's got with me, take it up with me personally, if he feels he's got something. I know he hasn't, and I'm going to be suing him anyway over something he said, but I'll deal with that. That's being dealt with by my lawyers now. But it's complete and utter bullshit. Smokescreen bullshit. It's typical his bluster. If anyone wants to call the WBA, call the Florida Commission, say, who is the bout agreement between? And they will confirm who it's between. And they are the contracting parties. And the contracting parties are King, who's paying for the services of Daniel Dubois. That's the end of it. Pay Daniel Dubois. That's who you owe money.
Frank, you just said that. There, that you're going to sue Don King for something. Can you state what that is, or legally?
He said some things that are totally untrue. He keeps saying that I am the manager. He keeps calling me the manager. I am not his manager. Again, pick up the phone to the Boxing Board of Control. His manager and has been his manager since he turned professional is Martin Bowers. He is his manager. I promote him. I have a promotional agreement. Queensbury has a promotional agreement with him.
Okay. Now, I know Martin Bowers wrote to the WBA asking for Daniel's purse to be lodged in escrow by Don King. Is it normal procedure in a purse bid situation for the WBA not to grant that request?
It is normal. We had the same thing, if you remember, in our fight we did with Tyson Fury. And Dillian White, we're not obliged to lodge any money. All we're obliged to do is lodge the 10%. You know, that is the position. That's what it is. And he got paid, by the way. He got paid immediately after the fight, which I'm sure he'll verify if you ask him. But the facts of the matter is, and the most important thing about this is the commission obviously feel that Don King is capable of paying this money, and so do the WBA. This is not after timers. This is before time that Martin asked for this money to be lodged. And Don King, in deducting money at EO, which has nothing to do with the contract, again, is ridiculous. And why didn't he state this before the fight took place? You know, everything he's done about it, all this is all complete subterfuge, all of it. He has a contract. The two contracted parties are him and Daniel Dubois. Daniel Dubois fulfilled his part of the contract. King hasn't. King owes him the money. Be honourable. Your words, be honourable. Be a man of your word. Be a man of your signature and pay him, because that's who is owed the money.
Frank, given Don King's past, and I know when Don King won the purse bid, it was out of your hands. It was a contract between Daniel Dubois, his management, Martin Bowers, and Don King, because he was staging the show. It had nothing to do with you, essentially. But did you have a conversation with Martin,
correct,
with Daniel, saying, listen, we know Don King's past. There's a risk he might not pay you after this fight. Was that conversation had?
No, because I felt the show would be a disaster as far as he was concerned, because he didn't have any American TV and he didn't have any ticket sales. And Martin, you know, obviously he had conversations with people he knows in the States, and that's when he came to me and asked me, he said, what did you think? And he said to me, I'm going to write to him. He'd done what a manager should do, and he'd done that. He wrote to the commissions, but they were satisfied. But it's unsatisfactory. The money hasn't been paid. There's no ifs and buts about this. You know, what this is what he does. He'd drag this out for years if he has his way. And what should happen now is if he doesn't pay, they should take away his license. As if he ever promotes another show. They should take his license off him. And I'm sure under the Florida, because the state commission is appointed by the governor of the state. It's not like a boxing border control, which is a self-appointed body. It's a state appointed body. I know that they have legal means themselves to go about this. But no one wants to go down that road. Just pay him his money. And he came out with some rubbish as well about the money's gone into escrow. What escrow? Who's he done an escrow deal with? He hasn't done, and certainly not done it with me, because I'm not a party to it. He hasn't done one with Daniel. He said he wrote and asked for all the details. Well, where are these details? No one's written or talked about an escrow whatsoever. And if it's sitting in an escrow account, who's the beneficiary? It's got to be sent to an escrow. It's two parties agree, put the money into an escrow, and once the services are performed, the money's released to that party's bank or lawyer. None of that happened. There was no escrow set up. It's just bullshit. It's more smokescreen by him. This is a complete tissue of bullshit. It's simple, this. People out there have got their stupid views about, you know, me and Don King. It's irrelevant about me in this matter. I have nothing to do with this promotion. Zero. Queensbury has nothing to do with this promotion. They were not the promoters. Don King Promotions contract is with Daniel Dubois. They're the contracting parties. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's simple as that. There was no escrow account set up. Nothing was set up. So that's all bullshit. Despite the request of his manager asking the money be put in, it didn't happen. So where and why hasn't he paid the money? And don't keep using some bullshit about me and him of something. When I say I've run one show with him, I didn't run the show. It was just he was representing a fighter, which is one show in 25 years. So it's just complete and utter crap.
So essentially, Don King's lying.
Of course he's lying. Ask Don King who his contract's with. It's not with me. It's not with Queensbury. His contract's with Daniel Dubois. So straight away, that's a lie. He keeps referring to me as the manager. That's a lie. I'm not the manager. I mean, they're easier to check up on. Yeah. They're facts. Deal with the facts of the matter, not all the bullshit and all the smokescreen that he's putting out. The facts. Facts are contracted parties, as I said. Facts are I'm not his manager. Facts are it was his sole responsibility as the promoter, as the sole promoter of that show, to deal with all the financial obligations. And he hasn't done that. He hasn't done it at all.
Frank, there's been a fair few articles as well suggesting you're at blame for this situation. Do you want to just respond and address them?
Well, can you explain to me how I can be blamed for this situation? What do I have to do with it? Queensbury put a purse bid in. and Queensbury's purse bid didn't secure the fight. So where do we stand? It's like saying if I hadn't played Dillian White, that's Eddie Hearn's fault. Not Eddie Hearn's fault, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Or Queensbury's fault. That's the fault of who it would be, not anybody else. And that's that is the best analogy of it all. You know, it's just rubbish, rubbish.
I'm just bringing that up and asking because I'm sure you've seen some articles just suggesting that.
I have, and we've written to them. My lawyers have written to them. You notice a lot of them have been taken down, or most of them have been taken down because it is libelous and it's incorrect and it's wrong. It's totally wrong. You know, this is all about a contract. That's what it's about. It's about two parties enter into a contract. And both parties have duties to perform under that contract. Daniel Dubois performed his duty under the contract. Don King is supposed to pay him for those duties, and he hasn't. And what he's trying to do is set up some money of an alleged debt that he says that I have with him, which has got shit to do with the contract. And I don't owe him any money anyway. I've done one show of him, as I said to you, in all that time. And had I owed him any money, he should have sued me. He didn't have no problems getting in a case with me years ago when we got into our case many, many years ago. So it's not like he's frightened to do things like that.
So out of that $1.4 million that Daniel was guaranteed for the purse bid, obviously there's a sanctioning fees and withholding US taxes to come out of that. What's the rough figure? Is it $900,000 that he's still owed by Don King?
Well, it is because if he hasn't paid the withholding tax, then Daniel's going to be liable for that. He's got to pay it. I mean, he's only saying he's paid it. No one, who knows? He hasn't received any tax. When you have a withholding tax, you get an exemption certificate that you then present to your home tax authority. In this case, it would be the HRMC. And he will then get a credit against that. So he has nothing in his hand confirming that that money's been paid. Nothing. Nothing at all. But irrespective of that, he hasn't paid him a penny. The only money has been from the British TV end that Queensbury did. They paid him, they withheld some of the money from that.
Have you spoken to Daniel about this much? How's he feeling at this point?
Yeah, well, he's pissed off. I spoke to him and his father, and I've met with them all. Met with Martin, and as a result of that meeting, Daniel engaged a solicitor in Florida to deal with this. And they've certainly sent letters, and they've issued proceedings against Don King for the outstanding money. I mean, all this nonsense, and I repeat again, the nonsense about escrow account. What's it sitting in an escrow account for? Pay him.
Well, yeah, as you said, a legal procedure.
You don't think his lawyers have told him where to? You do not think that Daniel's lawyers haven't told him where to send the money?
Well, yeah.
Is there any logic about that at all?
As you said, there's a legal procedure going on right now. So I know it's very difficult to say, Frank, because it's out of your hands. But how long do you think it will take for this procedure to take place and for Daniel to get his money?
Well, you would hope that Don King would do to use his words, would be a man of honour. And as you said, he says he's never bumped a fighter in the past. He's always paid him. Then he should pay Daniel Dubois the money that he owes him, the full amount he owes him from his contracted commitments to Daniel Dubois. He should be paying them. If he doesn't pay him, then obviously he's either not got the money or he has no intention of paying him or he intends to drag this out in litigation. I don't know. I can't read his mind. All I do know is what he's doing is totally, totally wrong. And he's bullshitting everybody, as always.
Have you spoke to anyone at Don King Promotions or Don himself since this situation became public?
No, I had a call. We all knew this was falling over, this show, and I had one conversation with him. I said, why don't you just put it on in the UK? I know we can get a good gate here, and we know we can build a show around it, and it'll do good business. And I never heard back from him, and that was the end of it. That's his choice. He's the guy who won the purse bid. That's his choice. It's his fight. That's what he signed up for. It's his fight. It's a Don King Promotions fight. And I keep repeating myself, when he's contracted with the boxer, the British boxer, and he hasn't paid him. I have no contractual involvement in this fight whatsoever. Zero. So I defy anybody to show me anywhere I've got a contractual involvement in this fight, me personally. And the answer to it is there isn't any.
Hopefully this situation doesn't happen, but should Don still not pay Daniel, you firmly believe that Don King's promoter license should be revoked?
Well, they must do it. If he doesn't pay the fighter, then how can they allow him to promote? Mind you, how many fights does he promote? He promotes like one or two shows a year, if that. See, I mean, just get to the nitty-gritty of this. That's what happens. Doesn't look like he's promoting, and he's had a roll of the dice here for a get his guy home advantage and paid a stupid amount of money that could never recover at all from the promotion. I mean, you watched it on TV. You was there. How many people were in the place?
I think about 200 people at max, to be honest.
There you go. So how could it be financially ever work? I mean, it weren't promoted. You never promoted it properly or anything anyway. It was impossible to work. But that's his choice. He's allowed to bid for a fight. He bid for the fight with the money that he wanted to secure his guy home advantage. That's it. What's happened has happened. Pay him now. Pay your contractual commitments. Be honourable. Be a man of your word. Be a man of your signature and pay him.
Okay, I think we've covered everything on this situation. Is there a final comment about this, Frank?
No, I think it's a great shame. You know, whatever legacy he's got, Don King, he's tarnished it. Should sort it out and do the right thing.
Okay. Just before we close off, I just want to ask you a couple of things. I'm sure you saw my interview with Joseph Parker yesterday. I said to him, Adam Morley, Joe Joyce's manager, said it was torturous dealing with your team, and you agreed with him. And then he flipped it around and said it was torturous dealing with Frank Warren and Adam Morley. Your response and thoughts on Parker's comments?
I didn't deal with him. My son dealt with him. I couldn't deal with him. So it weren't torturous dealing with me because I never dealt with him. My son said it was the worst experience, one of the worst experiences he ever had in dealing with people. That's for sure. But, you know, the deal's done. And, you know, Joe's like come out yesterday about Ion wanted more. Would he say I wanted take options on him?
Yeah.
Well, my guy's number one. Why wouldn't we? Didn't he get what happened when he was champion? Didn't he ask for options for the guys who he defended against? Did he? Of course he did. I know he did. And that's it. Didn't he give options when he had fights over here? Yes, he did. But irrespective of that, we've got it done now. You know, Joseph Parker is trying to reinvent history as to saying what it is. He sent me a text. I've read it out a million times. I'll show it to anyone. We've agreed a deal. But I've now had a different offer. So if we didn't agree a deal, he says the deal was done, but I've had a better offer. That's fair enough, but don't now say there weren't a deal agreed. It's his own text. I read it out yesterday at the press conference and said to him, did you send this text or not? And he said he did. But it's all irrelevant now. The fight's on. Yeah. Get on with the fight, and I want my man to go and do the business there. You know, he's the guy. I don't get this somehow. He comes from New Zealand. He's not a British fighter. We're in the British. Yeah, you know, most of the fighters we deal with are British fighters. We've got a few guys from overseas on our books and that who we get behind and work with. But, you know, what am I doing? I'm going against Joe Joyce for Joe Parker. Do me a favour. The only reason we got involved is because he's with Tyson. I mean, he got paid handsomely as a standby opponent for Tyson. Had the other fella got out, you know, that's how well he's been. He's been well and truly looked after.
What was he referring to when he said that he shook your hand at £1.5 million?
He came back to me, he said that we'd agreed a deal at that. And I said to him, you know, about a handshake. And I said, and when we'd done the thing, I told him, I said, that number, because I never had any conversation, conversations with David Higgins, his manager, and my son, and there was no talk of 1.5. He said they said 1.5, and that was never, never, ever agreed. So it was just bullshit.
Okay, Frank Warren, I'll get out of your way because...
He was going to get more money, though, with the deal that we did than he's getting now.
Oh, really?
The only reason he's done this deal from there... Well, of course it was. The only reason he's done this deal because they ain't got nowhere else to go. What? You tell me, what's the big fight in the UK for Park, Joseph Parker? Tell me a fight that Sky could with Joseph Parker that would capture the British public's imagination, that would get him a big payday.
I think the only one they were talking about was potentially a rematch with Dillian White.
All right. Anyway, on that note, Umar,
I'll get out of your way.
I'm going to lay down there because my back is killing me. I'm going to lie down and try and prepare myself tonight to see if Arsenal can do the business.
Yeah, yeah.
Against Crystal Palace.
Yeah, as I said, I'll
cheer myself up. Yeah. I hope it's not going to be more pain.
No. I think I'll let you go. You'll be all right for the next 7 hours. You'll be cheerful. And then when Arsenal play... on the box, I think you might be shouting and moaning again, Frank.
I think you're wrong this time. We'll see, mate. We call me tomorrow. If we've won, I know I won't hear from you.
This is what Arsenal fans say every start of the season. But, yeah, Frank, appreciate your time. And we'll have that call tomorrow morning and see how you get on tonight.
All right, Uma. Cheers. Sports Social Podcast Network.